earlier in the children's message, Clay was thinking about the psalm we're going to look at today, and he remembered a poem called The Raven that it brought to mind. When I read today's scripture, I thought of a song by Simon and Garfunkel called Bridge Over Troubled Water. I think it first caught my attention years ago because it had a piano introduction that was very unusual in pop music. But then it was that opening line that I think has captured so many people's hearts and spirits as they read it and were encouraged. It begins, "When you're weary and feeling small,
when you're weary, feeling small,"
goes on to describe the power that friendship has, friendship offered to be that bridge over troubled water, to bring comfort, to bring encouragement, and bring hope. We've been looking at Psalms these past number of weeks because I view them as songs for every season of life. They are a place where human experience, as difficult and challenging as that can be, meets faith, meets God. And the Psalms are such a wonderful expression of honesty about the human condition and trust in a God who is loving and compassionate and powerful and interested and involved. So today, again, we're going to look at a Psalm, number 102, as we think about what God's Word has to say to us when we are feeling weak and weary, when we're feeling small. This Psalm is in, I would divide it into four movements, four sections, and I want to just step through those briefly with you this morning. The first movement or section is in verses 1 and 2, and in my words, it says, "Hear me, see me." It's directed at God. Literally says, "Hear my prayer, do not hide from me, incline your ear, answer me quickly." Those are all phrases from that. It's that plea of God, "Won't you consider my situation and help me?" I wonder if you pray like that. I don't often, even though I know I can and should. This psalm teaches us that it's okay to call out to God and say, "Where are you? Are you listening? Are you looking? Will you help me?" Back towards the beginning of this series, we saw one of the psalms, and really all of them, invite us to that mixture of being very honest about where we are and what we're facing, but also bringing into that mix of human experience a belief and a trust that there is a God, and there is a God who cares, a God who cares about us, about you and me. And that's just what this psalm does today. So that first movement is, "Hear me, see me." Then in the next section, verses 3 through 11, that second movement I would describe as saying, "This is my life." Just a number of verses, the psalmist describes what he is facing, his human situation. And whether it's people or situations or things, and in the case of this psalm, it's all of those, they have brought weariness. And just line after line, some way to express that, to get it out, to say it. Some of the lines are very specific and literal. Like, "I forgot to eat. I'm so beaten down and weary. Lost my appetite." Others are more poetic. Like, "My heart has been smitten like grass that is withering away." To kind of strange word pictures, at least to our ears, talking about pelicans and owls and birds. But each of them, if you look at it, their situation is that they are alone and they are in some forlorn place, seemingly all by themselves. And so the message is, "God, won't you see me? I'm struggling here. I'm weak. I'm weary. I'm small. I'm alone. Here are all the things I'm facing." And what I want to say out of that is how healthy it is, how needful it is to be able to express what we're facing. There are a number of healthy outlets. You may be artistic like the psalmist. You may be able to write music or poetry or create art. But there's any number of ways just to kind of get it out there. It may be hard exercise, you know, the punching bag, or running hard and fast and far. It may be cooking. maybe talking to someone, maybe specifically reaching out and finding a therapist or counselor you can talk to just to get it out. If you think they're not working right now because of the stay home, all of them, as far as I know, will do phone or video counseling and therapy. The point is, what is your life? Get it out there just so you can name it and take a look at it and see it, because that's what we want to then lift up to God. So the first section was saying, God, hear me, see me, help me. The second is, this is my life. This is what's going on with me, and being honest about that. A third movement in verses 12 through 17, I would describe as why I'm talking to God in the first place. Many of these psalms have a section like this devoted to saying who God is and what God has done as a reminder of why we turn to God in the first place. I said either last week or a few weeks ago, sometimes we're not feeling it. We don't feel in that worship mode or feel connected to God, but we can still choose to declare what we believe, to declare our faith. That's one reason we often say creeds like the Apostles' Creed in our worship services, to confess who God is and what God has done. And this psalm does that, saying that God is eternal in verse 12, compassionate in verse 13, powerful, more so than kings and armies in verse 15. And having confessed all that, whether the psalmist is feeling it or not, having confessed that, comes to this verse, which I think is kind of the key to the whole thing. It's right there in the middle, verse 17. God has regarded the prayer of the destitute and has not despised their prayer. God has regarded the prayer, listened to, and responded to the prayer of the destitute, the helpless, the weak, the weary, and has not despised or turned away from their prayer. Remember where we started? Hear me, see me. God, where are you? Will you listen to me? And here, over the course of examining this is what's going on with me and expressing why it is I would talk to God in the first place, comes to this verse to be able to confess, God has heard me. God has seen me. I believe that about God. And then finally, in a fourth movement, verse 18 to 28 to the end, is this very powerful expression of hope for the future. Right? If God does hear me, and I believe he does, here's my hope for the future. And it's a story that is yet to be told. Right? So in verse 18, the psalmist says, what God is doing will be written for a generation to come. And the psalmist literally did that, wrote it down for us to read. And the end of that verse is that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. That's us, right? Thousands of years ago when the psalmist was writing this, we were yet to be born, yet to be created. Yet because of these words written down, we're able to praise the Lord, trust in the Lord, hope in the Lord, right? What a coming together, right, of a difficult human circumstance in life with faith in God's provision and goodness. So the psalmist, right out of this process, right, of calling out to God, looking at my own life, why it is I trust in God, what comes out of that is the psalmist writes this story of hope that God will see, God will hear, God will act. And in kind of a final end to this, and what I think is a beautiful expression of faith, the psalmist says, I long to see that happen, but I may not live to see all of that unfold, right? But my hope is that my children, my grandchildren, people I don't even know and haven't even seen, we'll see what God does and see God's faithfulness, even in my life, as God has been faithful in the past. It's so easy for us, and I am at the front of this line, to focus on what's going on now, what's right in front of me, what it is I'm struggling with, or what it is that makes me weary, whether it's the staying home all this time or waiting for things to restart, even if they may be different, right? Or struggling over money, or health, or worry, or anxiety, the stuff that just presses on us and presses on us till we feel weak and weary and small. It's so easy for that to draw our entire focus down. But let me commend this psalm, as I have all the ones we've looked at, for this pattern of crying out to God, not hiding what's going on with us, but being honest about it and saying, God, will you see me? Will you look at me? Will you hear me? This is what's going on, and it's beyond me. It's something I can't fix. I can't control. And God, I may not be feeling it today, but this is what I know about you. From my own memory, from the stories of Scripture, from lives of other people, I know you are good and faithful and strong and merciful and compassionate. And God, I believe you see me. I believe you hear me. I believe you see and hear us. I believe that you will act. I long to see what that looks like. But today, I'll turn that focus from being so monofocused on what I'm facing to what you promised to do through your own word and will and character. We're going to conclude the service in just a little bit by singing a well-known hymn that really puts into words this psalm and what it's saying. And the opening line says it all. And this is the God to whom we pray and trust, the God who is our help in ages past and is our hope for years to come. May you and I have ears to hear that and hearts to receive it and to live in faith and live in hope. In Jesus' name, amen.